Well, let's turn now to that pilot scheme being set up to reimburse apartment owners who fix Celtic Tiger-era defective properties at their own expense. The Minister for Housing, Dara O'Brien, was asked about the properties that are being included in this pilot scheme.
As I mentioned, we've got 100,000 properties affected. We have about a third of those have been remediated already. We've a handful of quite significant developments across the country that are coming into this Pathfinder project. I'm not going to give you the exact number because a lot of the residents have asked for their privacy to be maintained, and we can understand that with some of the developments where it's not widely known that there may be issues with. But I can tell you that the Pathfinders will include well over 1,000 properties.
Housing Minister Dara O'Brien. For more, we can talk to our economics and public affairs correspondent, David Murphy. David, can you give us a sense of the scale of the problem?
So it's estimated there are about 100,000 properties across the country which are affected by this. And the average bills involved for those property owners are around €25,000. But it's not just the bills that they face, which is the problem. It's also the fact that many of these property owners can't sell the properties while the defects have not been resolved. And for some people, they have been able to pay out now, and they are now looking at getting reimbursed by the government. But for many, they haven't been able to remediate the problems. The issues really are water ingress, fire safety, and structural safety. So those individuals really are in limbo until it all gets resolved.
So as things stand then, if somebody has a particular problem, like one of those mentioned, with their property, what sort of obstacles are they coming up against?
So for people who haven't been able to have the issues resolved, insofar as the management company they may be part of haven't dealt with it yet, they're really waiting for the government to fund a scheme to get those issues remediated. And they've been waiting a very long time. Many of the people who've been waiting, their apartments may have run into trouble in the early 90s, any time between then and 2013. That's the first thing. The other thing as well is that from the taxpayer point of view, it looks as if the taxpayer is going to have to foot the bill on the vast majority of this. And many of the builders involved aren't in business anymore. But one of the practices which was employed was that builders would set up a specific company to build a development. And when that development was completed, they liquidated the company. So therefore, it's very difficult to see how the state is going to be able to claw back the money that it is going to pay out.
So as you say, the taxpayer is likely to foot the bill for this. How is this scheme going to work? Who will be eligible?
So firstly, I think with the scheme which is announced today, the people who are eligible are property owners of apartments and duplexes which were built during the Celtic Tiger era, where they have paid out to get these problems sorted out. But they have to meet specific requirements. In other words, it needs to be brought back up to building regulations as they are now. In other words, if they've spent money getting work done and it doesn't come up to scratch, they're not going to be able to get those payments. They're the first group in that pilot scheme. And then there are others who are going to begin to get work done in their apartments where they haven't been able to pay out themselves to get the work done.
Thank you very much, David. David Murphy there, our economics correspondent. Let's talk now to Pat Montague, who's the spokesperson for the Construction Defects Alliance, which represents affected homeowners. As we've been hearing, this is just a pilot scheme. It won't help everybody. So what's your reaction to what you've been hearing this morning?
So it's a start. And, you know, I suppose coming from where we started on this, where we a number of years ago couldn't even get meetings with ministers, the fact that we have a government decision that was made in January last year to reimburse owners, that was a decision in principle, that's an important step forward. And today what is being announced is the beginning of that process. So what we have is seven apartment complexes around the country, of different scales, some less than 100 units, some where I am here today in Beacon South Quarter, with nearly 1,000 units. But the owners there are going to be, I suppose, helping scope out a process that will help themselves, but also help other owners across the country who have paid out of their own hard-earned cash to have defects for which they weren't in any way responsible sorted out. So it's a start, and there's an awful lot of work to do to get this across the line, but it's an important start in the process.
So are there then people who have already paid for their own work but won't be eligible for what's being announced today?
I don't know that that's the case. It's way too early to say that that's the case. I think that the intention certainly is that owners who have paid to have defects sorted will be reimbursed. Obviously, as David mentioned, there will be sort of criteria. In other words, the works completed will have to meet the standards. Why is that important? Because the defects arose in the first place, because the standards that applied when the complexes were built weren't met. So clearly, you know, the problems have to be sorted, and they have to be, there has to be certification for that. So look, to be fair, government have, and the minister said he met with a group of owners this morning from the complexes involved, and the minister did say, look, we're going to try and work through with them sort of a process that will work for the, you know, the very well organised apartment complexes, and then also work for those that are less well organised. We recognise that, you know, trying to get paperwork for maybe works that were done quite a while ago, you know, can be challenging. But that's why we're doing the pilots, I suppose, is to see where the bumps in the road are and find ways to navigate them.
As you understand it then, when is the money likely to be in people's accounts?
Well, that's obviously the question that everybody meeting with the minister wanted to know today. And the minister indicated at the meeting that he expects the process to begin next year, that the process of reimbursing people will commence next year. Obviously, given the numbers involved, and as David mentioned, we're talking about 100,000 units, not all of whom will be part of the reimbursement, because some of them will be fixed through other mechanisms. But certainly, we're looking at somewhere between 30 and 40,000 units that could come under this reimbursement process. That's going to take time. And so, look, it isn't going to be done overnight. But I suppose what we need to do is make sure, and I suppose in the Construction Defects Alliance and indeed owners across the country, to make sure that all of the candidates in the forthcoming election in their areas know about this, know that people are invested in it, and that whatever government is in place after the election, forthcoming election, will honour the decision made by the government last year, and will see through the process that the minister announced today.
All right. Pat Montague, spokesperson for the Construction Defects Alliance. Thank you for talking to us. We'll be